It's halftime, and this is your one chance to open up a playbook and get a strategy to win. Hey, thank you for tuning in to the Get a Hand Up podcast. And today is special because the name of the podcast has never been more important, Get a Hand Up. And that's exactly what everyone needs right now, more than anything, is a hand up. And we're also at a very critical time because not only are we in one of the craziest times in history, but we're at a very unique point within that time. And that's what we're going to talk about. But as you know, I don't ride solo. I have with me a very, very talented, very extraordinarily intelligent statistician. He is my wingman, my partner in crime, suffering from a sinus infection, but he's here with me. Where are you?
I'm here. I have an allergy, cold, sinus infection, and today my name is Mucinex.
So befitting.
Yes, wait.
Here we go.
My applause.
Are we going to have legal issues because your name in the podcast is Mucinex today?
I spell it differently and it's from overseas.
Oh! All right, Mucinex. Well, thank you for being here, Monsieur Mucine. Folks, it's halftime. Okay, we know that there's a pandemic, global pandemic. That's not news. What is news is the fact that everything's opening up. That is changing everything. None of us had a chance before this to prepare. It was, yeah, you can argue, we're not going to get into the socio-political debate of was this planned, did we know about it? The fact is, everyday businesses like yours, like your friends, like whoever's, no one had a chance to prepare for this. And now that everything is opening back up, this is your one chance that you didn't have before to literally open up a strategy playbook and kick it into the goal zone. And I think it's so important to take advantage of that and understand this opportunity that lies before you right now and to take advantage of it, because when I say we're in halftime, there will be a season two. I don't know if there's going to be another shelter in place. I don't know if things are going to shut down again. But we've already seen at least, what, a third of the country having numbers of, COVID cases spiking, shooting through the roof again. And so it's only inevitable that the business world is going to go through another rough patch. I don't know if it's going to be anywhere near what it was before, but it is going to happen. And so this is now your opportunity to prepare for it. Monsieur Mucinex, do you want to chime in or?
Sure. Let me chime in for a quick moment. Now, like Camille has mentioned, a lot of the parts of the country are going from red to yellow. Some are even going into green. And at the time of this recording, on the 27th of June, 2020, a lot of these places that have reopened, you know, we're not going to debate whether it's prematurely or not prematurely or whatever the case may be. They're now shifting from green back to yellow. And that means that's a big thing, because that means for businesses that had a strategy of reopening, having, you know, going from curbside to actually having customers in their shops, you know, retail shops opening up at 33 to 50% capacity, some to 66% capacity, maybe going back down. So for people that said, hey, this is over, it's not over.
Yeah, I'm sorry to interrupt, Mucinex, but I need to mention a really important point. It's not just about businesses opening up. It's also about the mentality of people, you know, what's going on in their minds. I always say, if you cannot put yourself in the shoes of your target audience, your ideal consumer or client, you will never again be a great marketer. So here's why I'm saying that now. It's not just about businesses opening up. It's about people who feel that it's in the clear now and they're getting back together for birthday parties and anniversaries and barbecues and cookouts and, hey, protests, you know, that happened too. You know, again, this is not a socio-political podcast. It's a business podcast. So we're taking what is and helping you understand what to do with what is. And what is the fact that, as one of our friends said it best, quarantine fatigue has now surpassed fear of infection. And so even in places that haven't gone to yellow or green, people feel that, oh, you know, the curve was flattened, the numbers are down, it's time to go back to the park, it's time to go back. You know, everyone has this misconception that if they're blood relatives, then surely they must be COVID-free. And we're hearing stories about entire families being infected because of a family reunion or a birthday party. Well, guess what? All of those personal events, they affect your business. Because when they do that, even though it's on their personal time and it's got nothing to do with you, it has everything to do with the numbers in your state and the legislation that's going to follow that will directly impact your business. So now is the time to revisit a business preparedness strategy and understand why you need to do what you need to do. And obviously, I'm going to say that that's digital marketing, because that's what runs the world today. There have been, unfortunately, we've seen the demise of a lot of businesses. A lot of businesses, I find, they're still reluctant to come up to speed with the modern world. And unfortunately, you know, if you've ever worked with me one-on-one, you'll know that I don't just take on any client. I am selective about that. And among many other things, one of the criteria that I have for taking on a client is that a business that is willing to see the world as it is now. And what I mean is, people are on social media more than ever. I mean, who doesn't know that right now, especially since the quarantine, the pandemic, all of it? People are on social media more than ever. Even people who were never on social media before now have to be on social media just to stay connected to their friends and family. Search engine optimization, SEO. It's not a choice, folks. It's mandatory. It's like having a business but never putting up a sign, never letting anyone know where you are or what you sell or what you do. Mucinex?
A quick example. Camille and I always frequent like local restaurants, bars, and so forth. And today, you know, now we know that the South New Jersey, Philadelphia area is in the yellow stage and businesses are opening. One key thing in social media, and I know Camille will touch on this, is the fact that if you don't update your page and let your followers and your customers know that you're still open or you're still just doing curbside or outdoor seating or whatever the case may be, they're going to be lost. And they're going to start looking at other places that have updated their pages, updated Google's listings, updated social media, and they're going to start frequenting those places versus your location because you didn't take 10 seconds aside just to update people on what's going on. So it's very important to do that.
A little self-plug, if you have not already, please go back and listen to the previous podcast about the 7 pillars of content marketing. It's both a blog and a podcast, and Mucinex is absolutely right. In either the blog or the podcast, you'll learn about the extra competitive spike that's happening right now for dollars that are very precious and few for a lot of people. And for other people, you know, the whole world is turned upside down. People need signals. They need road signs. They need information to understand to come to your business, no matter what your business model is right now, whether it's curbside, delivery, partial, you know, inside seating, outside seating, whatever the case is. If you do not, you know, overall, it's about having a digital presence and using it to its fullest potential, because that potential is so high. And if I could give an example, I think this will help. A gentleman came to me during the quarantine. He wanted some digital marketing services. He wanted some ads run. Why? He, for decades, had been thriving from word of mouth. Not going to go into any more specifics about that, but he was in one of many types of businesses where, for decades, he was able to thrive from word of mouth marketing. Now, no one can argue that word of mouth is the best form of marketing in history, of course. But word of mouth has changed a lot. And I've done a blog before. Should I update that blog, The Inevitable Fate of Word of Mouth? Folks, word of mouth is digital now. Even on Facebook, when people ask for recommendations, it actually has a function for recommendations. And when people type them in, it will bring up your page if you've done it right, if you've kept your digital presence up. When it comes to reviews, I mean, reputation management is the new word of mouth. And I had to tell this gentleman that I could not, in good conscience, take his company on as a client because he wanted to run ads in order to get leads, but he did not want to come up to 2020. He didn't want to have a Facebook page and Instagram profile. He didn't want to do anything digital. His website literally looked like 1992 called and wanted its website back. He didn't want to invest in any of that. And I tell you, this man, he had to be what? You know, at least a millionaire. You know, multi-million dollar business.
Yes.
And each client, I'm using air quotes here, each client was a multi-million dollar company. But he didn't want to spend a few thousand on creating a digital presence for himself. And, well, for his company, pardon me. And I had to explain to him that, in, you know, a lot of agencies out there will take your money, no questions asked. I can't. Because if you are not willing to embrace the fact that your target audience is on social media or is using Google to search for you, then I'm sorry, I can't help you. And for companies right now, businesses right now, understand the world is more search and social than it's ever been before. It's more digital than it has ever been in history. I was able to say that even before a pandemic started. The pandemic made that tenfold. And so if you don't think that digital marketing is the way to go, then what do I say? My condolences?
To be honest with you, I mean, I didn't mean to interrupt, you know, and I'm going to keep my speech limited on this podcast because of my cold, because I sound like the Crypt Keeper, and I don't want to sound like the Crypt Keeper. But getting back to your point of the, you know, one of the proposed clients, let's just be honest about this. Let's think about it for a quick moment. When you or your friends or your family or loved ones, when you pick up your device, your smartphone, your tablet, or even on your desktop, 9 out of 10 times they're either on a social media platform like Instagram, Facebook, even Twitter, or they're saying to their device or actually speaking to the device asking for something that's close by and open. For those that drive in more modern cars that have, you know, Google Play on there, Google Auto, excuse me, and for Apple and everything, we're talking to our cars asking where the closest gas station is, what's the closest thing that's open, and so forth. I mean, myself and Camille, when we had road trips to go visit clients, a lot of times we're like, okay, where's the closest gas station? And we're asking the device to tell us where it is. But the device has to get that information that's updated by that company of where what it is going on, whether they're still 24 hours, whether they're even open or not.
Right. Even better example now, you know, finding food. A restaurant near me, are they open? And the fact is, there are a lot of businesses out there who are leaving their digital presence to their consumers. And what I mean by that is, if you are not actively updating your Google business listing, and I feel funny saying that because we always get those spam calls. Did you know that, you know, your business listing on Google is not updated? Don't listen to those calls. They're total spam. But in all honesty, there are companies, businesses that aren't even updating their Google business listing. And so when we're in the car... Yes, Musinex.
Let me give a quick statistic. Since the pandemic started back in March for us here in the States, the average business lost 77% of business because they didn't update their listings to show that they're doing curbside or delivery or even both, or even they're still open, because they neglected to go to their profiles, even their websites, to update people. They lost up to 77% of their business that they normally would get.
And that's in addition to what they lost from just the general shelter in place and quarantine and all that. That's on top of that?
Yes.
Wow.
I'm looking at a statistic right now, and it's mind-boggling. It's just, we cannot stress enough just to take 10 to 15 seconds aside, update your profile, even quick message, you know, to your customers and everyone, that what's going on with your business, because that's the difference between being in business and going out of business.
Yes, you know, and a really good example is a restaurant near us. We still don't even know exactly if they're open or not, because they haven't updated Facebook. They haven't updated their Google business listing. The only thing that we have to go on are, you know, comments and reviews here and there that say, oh, well, they were closed when we called at around 7 o'clock. That doesn't really tell us anything definitive. We don't know if they're open or closed. Have they gone out of business? You know, we want some barbecue. Are they open? Oink and Moo, are you out there? We miss you. But it's so important. And, you know, there are a lot of companies and a lot of businesses, especially small brick and mortars out there. Oh, well, things are tight right now. If I can't afford to pay my employees, how can I afford to invest in marketing? Number one, when it comes to some of the basics, they're free, folks. Your Google business listing is free. Facebook is free to be on. Instagram is free to be on. All of these platforms do not charge an entry fee, okay? You have the potential to walk into VIP without paying a cover charge. I can't express any more strongly how important it is and the opportunity that you have to walk into VIP without paying a cover charge, because all of these platforms are not only free, but that is where your target audience is. Now, a lot of people say, like the aforementioned gentleman who was reluctant to grasp the modern digital world, Oh no, my clients, they're not on social media. BS. I can't tell you how many times have we sat in a cigar lounge, where it's 75% men, all races, and everyone from their 30s literally into 70s and up, they're sitting there surfing Instagram or Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Just yesterday we were at a birthday party and we're all sitting aside, you know, celebrating our friend's birthday, and there was a lot of people on their cell phones. They were on their smartphones. They were looking up different pages. They were looking up what's open, what's closed. A lot of them were getting ready for next week for the 4th of July weekend, and, you know, they're trying to figure out where they could go, what they can do. And a lot of them were actually confused. They were looking at us saying, Mike, Camille, do you know if this is open next week? Can I get food? Can I go to the beach? You know, can I get a hotel room for the weekend? Like, I don't see the listing, and when I call, no one's answering the phone. So I'm going to go with something that is open, and that's what they did. Three people. I mean, not to cut you off. Three people that we were at the party with yesterday actually ended up booking an alternate hotel that they normally don't book with because that listing was open and showed that they had vacancies. That just shows you that that hotel that didn't update their listings lost customers.
And that's really the reason that's why I think that we felt such a drive to do this podcast today, because this is your chance as a business to be prepared for the second half of the game, the second half of the pandemic. I'm sorry, I don't mean to be irreverent by saying a game. I'm making an analogy here, but we are sort of in halftime. It is not over. We may have already gone through shelter in place, but this is far from over. And we are just in halftime right now. And this is the chance, to bring it up to speed. But getting back to if I can barely afford to pay my employees, you know, why should I invest into marketing? Well, what exactly does marketing do for you? It depends on whether or not it's done right, and if it's done by a legitimate, a great marketer. You know, there's all sorts of marketers out there, and that's part of this little guidance podcast here. Number one, ideally speaking, a good marketer who knows what they're doing should be able to come into your business, look at everything from your operations, your target audience, your business model, and find every possible opportunity for growth, for increased revenue, for increased brand awareness, for increased following and customer loyalty, to increase customer lifetime value. Having a good marketer is literally like sitting down at a slot machine that you know is going to pay out every time. It's that simple. It is like sitting down in a casino and knowing that every hand is going to be a winning hand. So if you are able to take advantage of that opportunity and know that you're going to get $3 back for every dollar you put down, what does that do now for your ability to pay your employees, to pay your rent, to pay your overhead costs? You know, one of the things that we have noticed during the pandemic is that a lot of businesses who have stayed open for curbside delivery, whatnot, at least on the restaurant side, I will say, quality has gone down a little bit. And I understand that in a financial crisis, it's hard to keep things fresher, and to be able to predict how much pizza dough you're going to need, or lettuce or whatnot. But when people, especially during the pandemic, come to your establishment 2-3 times and they don't feel so good afterward, or maybe that sandwich or that pizza or whatever it was, that takeout, it wasn't so great, now more than ever, that is going to impact your business. Every review, every word of mouth, word of mouth alone, I gave a big talk on this not all that long ago. One bad recommendation. Let's say I go to a cigar lounge and I tell someone about my experience at a particular chain of sandwich shops where lately I keep getting agita every time I eat one of their sandwiches. That can deter over 9 people right off the bat from even thinking about going to that restaurant, let alone what would actually happen if I went online and left a review. That could destroy a restaurant or any other type of small business right now. So businesses right now need to be paying more attention than ever to their business preparedness strategy, their digital marketing strategy. Yes, Mark Musinex?
Actually, it's funny because my phone went off just a couple of minutes ago, and some of the businesses that we normally frequent just did updates as we were doing this podcast, showing that they went from, you know, being curbside to, you know, outdoor dining. And then one of them actually updated people saying that because there's a pending thunderstorm coming in our direction, that they are going to only have certain tents available. And they actually requested people to private message them on Facebook to reserve a table during the storm.
That's beautiful. Now, that brings me to another point. Well, what can a marketer do for me? Well, everyone's different, and a good marketer is going to see your individual circumstances and know whether text message marketing is best for you, or is chatbot marketing best for you, is our Facebook ads better for you. It's different in every situation, and a good marketer will know exactly. Yes, Musinex?
The best way to put it is what a good marketer is like having a good personal trainer. Yes, you could go to the gym, get on the treadmill, work out for 45 minutes, pick up some weights here and there, try to lift, you know. But if you don't have a sound strategy in the gym to better yourself, you're just scattering yourself all over the place. And what a good marketer, like how Camille's saying, what a good marketer does is they look at your strategy, see what's right, what's wrong. And because he or she is experienced in marketing and experienced in knowing how to market you as a better business, they know what best strategies will fit for you. Sometimes your audience may not be on Twitter, so Twitter may not be a necessary need for you to have a Twitter profile. Sometimes maybe Facebook is the strongest path to go, and at least a good 60% of your business model should be on Facebook for, you know, advertisements, giveaways, whatever you decide to do. Even announcements of anything new happening with your business.
Exactly. And there are too many people out there who have tried the wrong tactics because they didn't really have a good strategy in place. So they just, you know, the old expression, throw spaghetti at the wall and see if it sticks. They say, oh, well, I tried Twitter and it didn't work, so digital marketing doesn't work. Yes, Musinex?
And the funny thing is, as we mentioned that, they're like, oh, Twitter doesn't work for me. Oh, don't tell me about Facebook. I know my customer model. Really? Okay, well, do you know where your customers are going to find you? Well, then they'd say, oh, I tried Twitter and it doesn't work. Did you try Twitter correctly? Oh, I use Facebook and it doesn't work. Did you try Facebook correctly? Did you know what you were doing on Facebook? Is your profile a business or a personal profile? How many times have we ran into issues with potential customers where their business profile was their personal page?
Oh gosh, still to this day,
even their Twitter and even Instagram was their personal page.
Exactly.
And people like that don't know who this company is. They think it's a person, not a business, and they don't follow them. They don't want to add a friend when it's a business page. You don't add business page as a friend, you just follow that page.
Right.
And people don't know that. So when it fails for them, they believe that it doesn't work.
Exactly. Exactly. And folks, I don't want to offend. I know I'm about to. I'm going to offend you right now. Your niece, your nephew, your daughter, who is in college or maybe even grad school or whatever the case, is not a digital marketing expert simply because they're a millennial or any other age group who uses social media more than most people. Okay? High frequency user does not mean business expert. And I have seen some small businesses go down in flames because the quote-unquote decision makers gave the benefit of the doubt, or they thought that they could cut some corners by having a younger relative or a friend of a relative, whatever the case may be, come in and say, oh, well, you know, I'm in college and I use Instagram all the time, so I know what sells. Mucinex, please.
Let me give the best example. Would you want your mechanic to cut corners when it's come time for the fix your car? No. Would you want your dentist to cut corners when it comes time to give you proper dental care? No. Would you want your doctor to cut corners when it comes to your personal health? No. So why would you want to cut corners when it comes to your business?
Exactly. That is your livelihood.
There's an old saying from back where I'm from. You have to pay the cost to be a boss. And I'm from the Bay Area, so those that are listening from the West Coast know that term. But what that term is so much more in this day and age. I
think everyone who knows James Brown knows that saying, right?
True.
Yeah. Legendary.
The thing is this, when it comes to your business, now in this day and age, like Camille and I were talking about in previous podcasts, from 1995 to 2000, it was dial-up. So therefore, you know, the internet wasn't as relevant. From 2000 to 2010, there was no major social media. Yes, there was Twitter, MySpace, but people were still learning how to use Twitter and MySpace. It wasn't heavily used for business. Business models did not change to become full digital until after YouTube came out, where people started to do reviews. And then when Facebook came out, it changed the game. You don't believe me? Go on Facebook and see how many of your competitors have pages and how many people follow them. And then ask yourself, if 12 years ago, before Facebook was the way it is now, and MySpace and Twitter and everything, how many people were following them then?
Exactly. And I just have to interject and say, you know, another thing that a good marketer will do for you is generate demand. As a business person or a business owner, right now more than ever, you need to invest in generating demand. And when I first, I actually read the wording of that phrase in a case study recently, and it was a company that was their strategy for surviving the pandemic, and it worked. But I love the way that phrase was worded. Invest in generating demand. And yes, good marketing will do that for you. Actually increase the number of people who want your goods or services, whatever the case, if you're a service provider, if you sell something, whatever you do, generate demand. Who doesn't need that right now? It's critical. That's your survival. You know, a great example is several years ago when I was marketing in the automotive industry. Talk about industries that need digital marketing the most. Not only was it during the Great Recession, but it was a time when the average consumer went from getting a new car every 2 years to every 11 years. That's an enormous jump. Okay. And we were able to keep these dealerships not only alive, not only in business, but by restructuring digital marketing strategies and plans, I was able to make dealerships become such an integral part of their communities that when these people did finally need cars or car service, whatever the case, they wouldn't even think of going to any other dealership because those dealerships were so top of mind. So in that type of climate, during a recession, at a time when people stopped buying new cars altogether, except for every 11 years, it was still possible to generate demand and keep those businesses afloat and even increase their presence in the community. And that's what good digital marketing should do for you. Now, here comes the caveat. Can you trust your digital marketer? Can you trust a marketing firm? There was a study a few years ago about 80% of CEOs, 80% of CEOs did not trust their marketers. Now, marketers weren't the only ones. They also didn't trust, you know, chief financial officers, accounting, whatnot. But marketers especially came under fire. And I have to agree with that. Even as a digital marketer, I know that that sounds crazy, but you have so many agencies out there and so many individuals, just like I was saying, don't think that your nephew or your niece can do your marketing for you just because they're a frequent user. They're on the platform all day. That doesn't mean they're up on the latest features. Well, you have one of them I call shiny shingle providers. You know, I remember years ago someone said, you know, you really should put up your own shingle. And so there are shiny shingle providers, meaning they started an agency, spent a ton in overhead branding, making themselves look like a powerhouse agency. So of course, from the outside, you're going to think, well, these people must really know what they're doing. And the fact is, it's all a facade. And that, I think, is so... it's not only sad for the businesses, but as a marketer myself, it's tragic because I have so many people come to me and say, I'm so hesitant because of how badly I've been burned before. I have one of my clients right now is going through a huge transition and only to come to the last minute, you know, when everything's supposed to transfer over, to find out that none of the components of this transition, like new websites or SEO, were mobile friendly or search engine friendly. And in 2020, the idea of going to a client and making them a website that isn't mobile friendly just blows my mind. It just blows my mind. And to think of what must have been paid for this website, I don't even want to speculate. But to find out at the last minute that it wasn't really mobile friendly is just, it blows my mind. So those are your shiny shingle providers. You know, they're going to charge you top dollar because they look fabulous from the outside. They've got all the great branding and all that. But as a business owner, your job is not to know whether or not they're doing right by you. You should be able to trust them. You're paying them. You should be able to assume that they're doing right by you. But unfortunately, that's not always the case. So the other type, I mean, there's a few, but you also have your cookie cutter providers. An example of that, a friend of ours is a fabulous doctor. He is so good at what he does. But he is using one of those cookie cutter providers that are often given to, or, you know, they appeal to doctors, to real estate agents, a lot of small businesses. And what they do is they give you little cookie cutter packages that they swear up and down will work. It's going to cover everything from your SEO to your reputation management. And in 10 minutes or less, I can see holes all through this, you know, service that they're doing. And I had a conversation with this friend, this doctor, and he's been very unhappy with them for a long time, but he doesn't know where else to go. And the fact is, they're just taking his money month after month, and they're not doing anything for him. And agencies like that, companies like that, often prey on the people who are least likely to understand digital marketing, because they shouldn't have to. Okay, a physician specialist, his job is, or her job is, to understand exactly what goes on with the heart or the feet or the lungs or whatever the case may be, not SEO, not the latest social media algorithms, not the newest features on Instagram to be able to sell your products right within a post. It's not their job, so they become prey for these types of companies. And then you have your flat-out chop shops that do black hat practices. You see short-term fast results, and so you'll pay through the nose for this sometimes, unfortunately, and you'll never have any idea that there are actually black hat practices being done, meaning they're not, what would you say, best practices. Obviously, they're marketing practices that are considering cheats, hacks, tricks, and they may spike your traffic for a very short time, or they may spike your rankings, your search engine rankings, for a very short time, but they're going to wear off, and as soon as you stop paying, they're going to dry up and disappear, whereas real marketing lasts. Yes, Mucinex.
That's very true. And I got a notification again from another, you know, restaurant that they're going to be open tonight.
Yeah, things are very busy right now, folks. Sorry about that.
So I'll give an example of a client that we worked with. I'm not going to name the client, but when we were working with this client, we explained to the client that in real world, Rome wasn't built in a day. Let's just be honest about that. Yeah. And that is what social media marketing and marketing in general is. You're not going to become an overnight sensation just because a marketing company acts like they're going to do that for you. A true marketer will tell you that it's going to take some time. You know, you don't want to. The thing is like this, like, if, for those that watch the Fast and Furious series, imagine you're in a quarter mile race with your competitor. What these companies do is right out the gate, they're already hitting the nitrous button and giving you a quick boost. But towards the end, you're going to lose. Why? Because you ran out of gas, you ran out of juice, and you're already plateauing halfway through that race. And what Camille is saying is that you don't want to go with a marketer or an agency. The minute they say, oh, guaranteed results within the first 90 days, that's the first red flag right there.
That's actually, I'm sorry to interrupt, that's actually against Google regulation. As a Google partner, you are not allowed to guarantee any rankings. So I can't stress what Mucinex just said enough. Exactly. If anyone guarantees, oh, I'll get you first place rankings in anything, let alone in a time frame, no.
And the other thing is this, you got to keep in mind also, if you decide to go with these providers, which we highly recommend not to, or agencies, when Google or Facebook or Instagram, Twitter, whatever platform you're on, and they're using black hat tactics, it's not that agency or that marketer that's getting slapped for it. It's your business.
Yes.
And it's going to be you that's going to get penalized. It's going to be you that gets banned. It's going to be you and your business that gets, you know, trashed over and you get banned for something that you had no knowledge of, but that agency is going to take no responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're going to use the excuse that you're not a good fit for them because they don't want to be blamed for you being banned. And then next you know, you're paying thousands upon thousands of dollars to Google just to go from being a black hat practice back to being a normal business on a listing.
I remember a very, very reputable doctor for whom we did video services. Yes, we are a full-service boutique, so we do everything from social to video, you name it. But my point is, this doctor was a very reputable doctor. He was amazing at what he did. This guy was a real deal. And he had a marketing company who, like I said, was a chop shop. And he got busted by Google. Google slapped is the official term, but it wasn't the agency who got in trouble. He got blacklisted from any Google search results for over 6 months, meaning his business was not permitted to come up in any search results for over 6 months. Imagine how much business he lost. Not to mention, on top of that, how much he had to pay in order to get everything back on track and compliant. Yes, Musinex.
I remembered this because he told us he paid about almost, what, $30,000?
I'll never forget.
Between $25,000 and $30,000.
He said over $26,000. And it was heartbreaking. And that was on top of all of the business he lost. Now, if I'm listening to this podcast, the question burning in my mind is, well, if the clients don't know and you're telling me not to go to these types of agencies, well, then what am I supposed to do? Well, what do you do when you go to a doctor and you're not quite sure and you still have questions? You get a second opinion. Or you invest in a third perspective. There should always be a direct line of sight between you and your marketing provider, you and your marketing results. Your marketer should be so passionate about what they do and so passionate about your results because their success or your success is their success, that at any given time, they should be able to show you exactly what your results are, why, and how. Not long ago, a client's actually an agency, and I cannot knock this type of agency because they at least outsource to someone who does have that skill and experience. And I do a lot of white label work for other agencies, and I can't knock that type of agency because at least they are outsourcing someone to give their clients the real services that they need, okay, instead of just taking their money and giving them nothing. They're at least outsourcing secretly, but they are giving legitimate results. But they were recently given a spreadsheet by one of the other providers of influencer marketing and all of the great results that influencer marketing brought. It took days to decipher this spreadsheet because the provider deliberately included only links that went inbound to the client's website. They deliberately formatted the spreadsheet so that they couldn't check the results. It was nearly impossible to find out how much traffic had come from, say, 75 different quote-unquote influencers that were paid handsomely to draw traffic to this website. And I don't think I have to tell you what, you know, the real results were if the provider had to structure the entire sheet so that it deliberately could not be validated. I mean, that's, you know, the problem. So that's where you want to bring in a third perspective. And maybe you haven't ever invested in digital marketing before. Maybe you have. Maybe you've been using the same agency for years. Either way, it is worth it for you to get some consulting, some consultation hours in, whether it's 5, whether it's 50, it doesn't matter. If you can get a consultant in who can find out for you, what is your situation really? What is your situation? Imagine being on the playing field and you really don't know the truth about where your players are, what they're about to do, or what the score really is. Yes, Musinex?
I'll give a best example. If you're a business right now that's listening to the podcast, and we thank you for staying on this, you know, this long, because my allergies and Camille. But but what I'm you want to do is we actually do an analysis. We actually do audits. And even if you've been with a marketing company and they're doing well for you, and there's nothing wrong with that. If a marketing company is doing good by you, you know, you stay by them. And, you know, but sometimes you may want to say to yourself, okay, well, I should be bringing this much more business. What's wrong with what my social media strategy? Bring in someone, even Camille, you know, and have them just do a one-time analysis, one-time audit of the site, Roto-Rooter from root to toot, from your SEO presence to your presence on your websites, your reputation management. For those that use, I'm not going to say the person's name because the device is here in our office, you know, if you list on Amazon and so forth. See, she went off. But what you want to do is want to make sure that, you know, you have someone analyzing your, you know, your sites, your business profile, your e-markets, your everything.
Your brand voice.
Your brand voice. It could be outdated. You could even have product listings that are outdated, or you may not even offer those products, and people are going there and because they see that you don't have it, or it's the price has changed, whether it went up or down. You could be held responsible for that price in certain states to honor that price that's listed on your site. So having someone doing an audit of your whole entire brand strategy from digital to physical and so forth can make the big difference. And you only have to do it maybe once or twice a year.
Even, yes, auditing is something in which we specialize. It's amazing what that can reveal from, I mean, I've had companies that I've done competitive audits for and found out that it was actually one or two companies that they didn't even realize were more of a competitive threat than the people that they had been trying to race against for years. But even just a few hours of consulting and checking on things can save you an entire year or more of bogus invoices. Isn't it worth it to invest a few hours into checking the situation, what's going on, or if you've never had digital marketing, what should you do? What's the best way to go, rather than go on paying invoices when you don't really know what you're getting in turn for sure, for your money. So it's, folks, now's the time. It is halftime. I know that every business is affected differently. And I know it's a long podcast, and I apologize for that. But this is your chance. This is a chance for the second wave of the pandemic, for what everybody keeps calling the new normal, for the changes that we don't yet know are going to happen. We don't know if another shelter in place is going to happen. We don't know if, you know, things are going to revert back again.
July is around the corner. Godzilla may show up.
Yeah. Yeah, the way 2020 is going, I mean, everyone's seen the memes, you know.
Yeah, I'm putting my money on Godzilla.
So, folks, do not cut corners. You know, embrace digital marketing, because that is where everyone, I forget the statistic, but Since the shelter in place started, people are spending on average of 5 or 6 hours a day on social media. And search, and everything right now is online. People are working from home. Yes, they're online. So now is the time to take advantage of the chance that no one had before of preparing. Yes.
A quick statistic. The average person that has been working from home has been checking their favorite brands or services online an average of 3 to 4 times a day to see if there's any changes, any notices, anything, when they're going to open, anything they're offering, any, you know, like any specials for people that are, you know, shelter in place, you know, for restaurants. 3 to 4 times a day where the average person was before checking that business 3 to 4 times a week.
Mm-hmm.
That is a big difference when it comes to this issue going on in our world. So, you know, Camille and I have to stress more and more, you gotta have everything updated. You gotta have from your business listings. Think of it this way. If you could argue with your family member about who won the turkey football game on Thanksgiving on social media, you could take that time aside to go to your marketing people and have them update everything across the board.
Yes.
If you could go ahead and comment on a video or, you know, share a video, you could take that same time to just look at your own profile for a moment. Make sure your business listings are there. Make sure that if there's any customers asking questions, answer them. You know, you'll be surprised how much loyalty comes when you answer a question directly to a customer.
Again, go back to the previous podcast or blog, you know, the 7 pillars of content marketing, and understand what your customers, your clients need to hear from you now more than ever. You know, that podcast and blog really covered it all, and I do remember a really good bonus point in there. But folks, this is like, imagine that the situation that we're dealing with right now, between the pandemic, between the socio-political climate, it is like a wild horse. You can either, this is your one chance, you can either strap a saddle on it and ride it and go somewhere, or you can stay there, Netflix and chill, and get trampled and watch your business go down. And I don't want that for you. I don't want that for anyone. I don't care if you're one of my clients or not. I don't like seeing businesses go under, especially when it's for the wrong reasons. It's amazing how many industries are affected by this, if not all of them. But this is, now is the time. Now is the time that we didn't have before to take advantage of this moment and line things up, get a consultation. If you don't trust the consultation that you got, get a different one. But this is your lifeline to keep your business going and to make sure that you not only survive the pandemic, but you thrive through the pandemic. Yes, with the right strategy, you can turn this around and make it to your advantage. Believe it or not, you can.
As we bring this podcast to a close, again, you know, Camille's 2 cents are always free. Reach out to her or I on social media. Use the hashtag AskCamille. Is that the hashtag?
It is. But really, folks, I'm very easy to find. Just Google Camille Forte. You'll find me on Facebook, Instagram, wherever. Reach out to me.
Cigar shop, coffee shop.
Yeah, anywhere there are cigars, coffee.
Pizza.
Pizza. No, pastry.
Pastry, yeah.
Definitely pastry.
Yeah, once Dunkin' Donuts opened, you could find her. Like, she's like Spider-Man, neighborhood, you know, hero. You'll find her at a pastry shop. But, you know, getting back to the point, and, you know, you got to treat your business like you treat yourself. Treat it well. You know, just take the time out, even if it's for an hour a week. Just go back and just look and see what's going on. Don't leave these things on autopilot just because there's social media. Hear the word, social media, meaning people are being social on this media platform. And the last thing you need is to think that this is okay, leave it on autopilot until the world gets back to normal, and we don't even know when normal is gonna be normal. You don't want to take that risk.
If ever.
Yes. You know, we've seen a lot of friends that are now closing up shop because they can't be open. They're losing business. People are losing jobs. You don't want to be one of those people. If you could avoid it, then, you know, do everything you can to save your business.
And it's halftime.
Yes.
So now is the time.
Take a breather. Step back. Ask yourself the questions. What do I need to do with my social media profile? What do I need to do with my website? What do I need to do about my rankings? Is my marketing agency or my consultant doing what they're doing to keep me afloat, to keep me above my competitors?
Exactly. So reach out, folks. If you have any questions, if you want to know, well, my business is XYZ, what can I do? Or what should I be doing? How can I reach my target audience? How can I survive the pandemic? I don't care what your question is. Please reach out. Like Mucinex said, my two cents is always free. I never deny anybody, legitimate questions or a talk, a chat. I am a digital geek, folks. I am happy to talk shop. So reach out with any questions. Thank you for sticking with us through the podcast. And just remember, this is your chance for pandemic preparedness at halftime. Be ready for season two and get your marketing strategy in place. Okay? Thank you for sticking with us again. I hope everyone is well. I hope you're keeping in close contact with all of your loved ones. And talk to you soon.